All right, welcome back to Momo on the Move. On today's episode, we have the lovely Christina Flores, who has graciously invited me into her home because I'm on the move, as always. So today we are going to be talking about contracts, an actor pro tip for you, for anybody who's been in the industry or is looking to be in the industry, and you guys are working for your friends many times for free, or they tell you, like, informally, like, we're going to pay you this much. You just need to have a contract, because we ran into a little situation recently. Your girl and I just did a whole, well, half a Shakespeare tour. We'll get into that later, where we ran into a not so nice situation.
So we have a little group, a little Latina crew in LA, and we support each other, we help each other out, and one of us had reached out and said, hey, do you want to do a Romeo and Juliet show, being Juliet? And I was like, sure, absolutely. And we've, you know, known each other for a few years, so the referral was informal, but absolutely trusted. And I felt really excited to get a chance to do Shakespeare, because I haven't had that opportunity yet. And we were looking for a third person who was athletic and could also join the crew and be flexible. And immediately I thought of Momo and knew she'd be perfect. She was going to have to do fencing and learn lines pretty quickly. And then, you know, we get along. So it worked out perfect. And we all had great chemistry really from the beginning. And because the referral was through Gia, really there was no questions asked.
Right. And for me, like, I had done Shakespeare in the past, so I was like, okay, I'm down, because she was in it and I've worked with her in the past, and I was like, all right, I'm down to tackle a new project with her. Little did I know, it was a four-person play, which was cool, and we were touring all over California to libraries, so we were like performing for fourth graders and kids, so it was a cool experience, and we just really did it for the experience itself. But our director, who was in the play himself and was guiding us through the whole performances and is the one who put the whole thing together, he promised us, or he told us, that he was going to pay us a certain amount. And then unfortunately, after like the seventh show, we had a little incident. We had to perform all the shows with masks, and Shakespeare is hard enough without masks, so we had to accommodate because of the times, and we did the damn thing. And on the seventh show, unfortunately, our director, who was also like the narrator of the play, had his mask down at one point, and the lady who runs putting all of these performances on for the libraries was there and was like, listen, I don't think you guys can continue because of the mask situation. And so
the rest of our shows got canceled.
Yeah, we have to cancel the rest of your shows, which is like six more shows. And that's a lot of, you know, things. We canceled a bunch of things to perform in these shows because it's like in the middle of the day. We had to drive far. So he did say in the beginning that he was going to compensate us for all 13 shows plus gas. And he also told Christina that before we even started this whole journey, that he was going to pay us in the beginning if we wanted, in the middle, or you guys can just wait till the end. So we just waited till the end because we thought he was a cool guy, and we built a friendship throughout this journey. After every rehearsal, we were at his house working together, and then we asked him how we were going to settle this situation at the end, when he told us that the plays were no longer a thing. So what happened?
So after we found out that the shows were canceled, we were actually out of town together, and so we waited a few days, and when I came back, I reached out to him personally and wanted to know, you know, the logistics of how we would get paid for the remainder of the shows. And I told him upfront, I felt it would be fair to get paid half of the remainder of the shows because we did book out so many days, and we did about 2 months of free rehearsal, but we were agreed a certain pay for the shows that we did. And right away, he just said, without explanation, you will not be getting paid for the remainder of the shows. You will only get paid for what we did. And I just stated that it was unfortunate because we had blocked out a lot of time. And it really wasn't a great sum of money. And because we did so many hours of rehearsal, I felt like at least we should have a conversation about it, because we made the mistake of thinking we're friendly and we can have that. So I called Monica and I explained to her the situation. I said, I think we should just talk to him. So we, you know, talked to him face to face, which is always good.
Yeah, we FaceTimed him and I'm glad we did. So, you know, me and Christina, I thought it was better that two go to him instead of just one person. So me and Christina went in with the same like train of thought. She was going to tackle this situation and I was just going to be
we
there.
We wrote down a list.
We wrote down a list. We were super nice. You know, we FaceTimed him. And as you know, Christina's saying her piece as to why she thinks that we deserve a little extra for our hard work and for all the gas and mileage that we put in. Throughout the whole conversation, he was just like, immediately he had a sour face on. He was like, no, he just looked like he wasn't ready to listen. And then like, when he was explaining his side, he's just like, you're trying to take blood out of a stone. And we just wanted for him to understand where we were coming from. And if he couldn't do it, he couldn't do it. But because he was just so gross about it, he was just very angry and started cursing. And it was like, it didn't need to get to that level, but he brought it there.
It was clear pretty quickly there was going to be no compromise made. And so we took the L, and it felt very much kind of like we were duped at the end of it, because we trusted a person because it was a referral. And so that is why we're bringing this lesson, because we didn't think it would be a problem to go in without contracts for a small amount of money for a good experience with people that we liked.
Yeah.
And it ended up not working in our favor. We were paid for the shows that we did do, but we blocked out a ton of time. I mean, hours of driving, rehearsals.
At least 2 more weeks of work we blocked out, which is like, that's a lot. LA is expensive. Gas is expensive. $5 a gallon. So, you know, just let us know up front like what it is so we don't go into it.
And this is a person who very outspokenly stated he had the funds to do whatever he needs to do.
He said he was rich many times. And I'm like, if you were rich, bro, then just compensate us for our hard work. I don't understand. But lesson learned. It isn't an L. It is a lesson learned. L is the lesson learned. And, I mean, out of that one little negative falling out, it was a great experience. I learned how to fence, which was pretty freaking cool. I got to work with her again. I got to work with our other Romeo.
We had an amazing time.
We had an amazing time.
When we were all performing and rehearsing, everything was really, really positive.
Super fun.
Learned a lot.
Yes.
Great, we got the sum of money that we did. And in the future, contracts are made. The moment that money comes up, contracts are made. That way, there are no friendships ruined, because it does put a sour taste in the mouth for both of us. And we won't be working with that person again, unfortunately.
And it's just business. It is showbiz. This could happen to you. But if you are prepared and both of you sign a piece of paper agreeing to how much you guys are going to get paid, then there shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, make a template. They're easy. They're online.
I can provide a link below.
Right there.
Right there. And that's it. Contracts. Hope you don't have to go through something like this, because now you have this video that you can learn from. We already did it for you. And thank you, Christina, for hopping on again.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll catch you next time on the next episode of Momo on the Move. Peace.